Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
It's the time of year when Melbourne comes out to celebrate the friendship and the unconditional love we share for man's best friend. The Melbourne Dog Lover Show is bounding back to the Royal Exhibition Building tomorrow, and we're so excited to welcome Australia's hottest cowboy. It's David Graham. Welcome to Joy.
G'day, guys. I'm so sorry. I was, like, you know, out of bed this morning, on my way, and then every man and his dog's on the road.
Hey, Dave, the Melbourne Dog Lover Show is built to be bigger than ever with a brand new outdoor arena. What can we expect at the show this year?
Oh, my God, everything. We've got, outdoors, we've got Doc Dogs, which is dogs flying through the sky, leaping into the air and landing into 100,000 litres of water. And we've got the working dog display outside with dogs and sheep and climbing up the super wall. And then indoors, are you ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready.
Canine Ninja Challenge.
What? Okay, I want to know about this. What is a canine ninja dog?
Are they ninja dogs? Like, do they come in?
They are black masks? Ninjas.
Do they have little, like, throwing stars?
No violence.
Very good call.
No, but they are little ninjas, and nothing is safe from those little cuties. It was a TV show, but with dogs. So, like, they do the quintuple steps, they run along ladders, they go up the warp wall. Like, it's fully insane, but they're dogs doing it, and they're little legends.
Oh, well, that makes sense now. I've seen that TV Ninja Warriors. So it's going to be dogs, dogs out there doing, like, little obstacle courses.
Dogs doing that, yes. So they've come from all around Australia. Like, I'm bringing some down from Queensland, and then there's one from Melbourne, and they're all taking each other on to see who is going to be, like, the top dog at the end of the day. But
it's so cute. You've heard it first.
It is
folks.
So cute.
Ninja
it's
dogs.
Oh, we're so excited. Look, it does, you know, the Melbourne Dog Show is our favourite time of year. There's lots happening. I even hear there's going to be dog yoga during there.
Yoga? Yeah. I thought it was dog yogurt. And I was like, well, that's inappropriate. But they were explaining it to me yesterday because I was doing the Sydney Royal Easter Show and they had goat yoga there.
Oh,
and,
yes.
That was pretty much like just the goat just wandering around people being weird on the ground. But I think this one's going to be much more entertaining.
Look, Dave, I want to, you know, most importantly, everyone remembers you from the 2006 Big Brother where you came out on air, but we've all got to know you now as Farmer Dave. We follow you on social media, and look, from what it looks like, you just seem to travel Australia and the world playing with dogs.
That sums up my life I'm on every continent, just mucking around with dogs, sending them into ninjas, getting them off the street, getting them back to where they belong, which is, you know, like where my dogs were last night, camping in the bed, because it's so cold down here. How do people survive? Like, how do you survive? Like, I thought I would never come to Melbourne during winter, and here I am, and it's freezing.
No, this is beautiful weather. You have no idea how nice it is. This is summer.
Yeah, okay, then I don't know how I'm going to survive. I need more dogs. Because that's how we pretty much so talk about how cold a night is if it was a four-dog night or a two-dog night. It's how many dogs in your swag to keep you warm.
Well, that makes sense.
Like,
well,
yeah, howdy. Last night was a three-dog night.
I think tonight's just a one dog. Hey, Tom, you've just recently gotten rid of all your seven dogs, haven't you?
Well, I had been minding friends' dogs, and they have gone home, thank God. So I've only got the three in the house
at
the moment.
How's your little cutie?
Oh, look,
you got your little cutie at the dog show like 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
We did. So we turned up for the Oscars Law, and little Millie had just arrived. She'd been found in a little plastic bag out on the streets, and we were going to just take her home for a week, but she's now, 3 years later, she's still living with us. She's happy as Larry.
That's what we call a failed foster, and that's the best failing in life you can ever do, is when you fail at handing a dog back and go, you know what, you're part of the family. And But yeah, you guys loved her. Because we were hanging out there last year and that was a lot of fun.
We did. I had a lot of fun there. So we're definitely, Wayne and I will be coming again to the Dogs Lovers Show this year. I believe we're going for Puppy Tales Rescue this year. So we're going to be talking with people. So you can come along to the dog show. You can get to meet rescue dogs. As well as, you know what, you pay an entry fee and everything else in there is free. It's fun, so, fun, it fun.
Is. Isn't it crazy that there is just so much on offer? And you don't even have to be a dog owner. I mean, 3/4 of people that come are just dog lovers that wish they could have a dog and they come and get their dog fixed. Because there's like between 500 and 700 dogs at any one of the 3 days up on all the levels or doing the ninja stuff. Are you and Millie Minogue going to be doing... Because your dog's name's Millie Minogue, right?
Well, correct. So all my dogs are named after drag queens or strippers, and Millie Minogue is a famous Melbourne drag queen. Yeah,
I love Millie Minogue. Millie Minogue is like my favourite of all the Minogues. You and Millie could do Canine Ninja Challenge. I can see that happening.
Oh, that's good. I think I could do it, but I'm also into puppy play. Maybe I could have a go.
Every week you manage to mention puppy play, Tom. Hey, look, the Melbourne Dog Lovers Show starts tomorrow, Friday 3rd through to Sunday 5th of May at the Royal Exhibition Building in Carlton. Check out doglovershow.com.au for tickets and the show schedule. Hey, Farmer Dave, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Farmer Dave.
Bye. Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.